This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Abhineet Shukla. First from the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Rajesh Ahuja of UNI. The Rajya Sabha continued to witness uproar on the last day of the monsoon session, with the opposition protesting the vote theft allegations and the special intensive revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. The uproar by the opposition led to disruption of zero hour and the question hour, leading to adjournment of the House till 2 p.m. Amid the uproar by the opposition, the House was also adjourned for 10 minutes in the post-lunch session. After the valedictory remarks by Deputy Chairman Harivansh, the House was adjourned sine die. In the post-lunch session, the House also took up for consideration the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025, which seeks to prohibit online money games and promote and regulate certain other online games. The bill was passed by a voice vote after rejecting the amendments by the opposition. Home Minister Amit Shah moved a resolution in the post-lunch session calling on the Deputy Chairman to nominate 10 members of the Rajya Sabha to the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Constitution, 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025. Earlier, proceedings of the House began with laying of papers. After the laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that a request has been made to take up the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 before the taking up of private members' legislations. He said that the bill has been listed in the revised list of business for today. The Deputy Chairman said that he has received 18 notices under Rule 267. He, however, said that he was not admitting them as they are not as per rules. This was followed by an uproar by members of the opposition, who began shouting slogans against the vote theft allegations and the SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Amid the uproar, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. When the House resumed after lunch, the Deputy Chairman Harivansh asked Home Minister Amit Shah to move a motion for nominating 10 members of the House to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. After this, he asked Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw to move the promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 for consideration. The bill seeks to prohibit online money games and promote and regulate certain other online games. Simultaneously, he asked John Brittas of the CPIM to move a resolution for referral of the bill to a select committee of the Rajya Sabha. Speaking on the bill, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the online gaming is an issue that concerns the middle class of the country. He said that nearly 20,000 crore rupees of money of the middle class has been lost in online gaming. He said that it is sad that the opposition is not allowing discussion on such an important bill. Even as the chair called for a discussion on the bill, the opposition raised slogans on the vote theft allegations and the SIR in Bihar. With the noisy scenes persisting, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that since the members of the opposition were not allowing discussion on the bill, it should be put to vote without discussion. The bill was then passed by the House by a voice vote after the amendment moved by John Brittas and an other amendment moved by Mr. V. Sivadasan of the CPIM were rejected by the House. With the passage of the bill in the Rajya Sabha, the bill has received the approval of Parliament. The promotion and regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 seeks to prohibit online money games and promote and regulate certain other online games. It prohibits offering or aiding online money games and related services. An online money game is defined as an online game that involves a user paying money or other stakes in expectation of receiving monetary or other enrichment. This is irrespective of whether the game is based on skill, chance, or both. The bill empowers the central government to take steps for recognition and development of e-sports and online social games. E-sport is defined as an online game that, first, is played as part of multi-sports events, second, is recognized under the National Sports Governance Act 2025, third, has outcome determined solely by factors such as physical dexterity, mental agility, strategic thinking, or similar skills, and fourth, involves organized competitive events conducted in multiplayer format and governed by predefined rules. The central government may create a mechanism for registration of esports and online social games, specify guidelines for conducting esports events, establish training academies for esports, incentivize promotion of e-sport technology platforms and support initiatives that increase public access to safe social gaming content. The central government may constitute an authority with powers to determine whether an online game qualifies as an online money game and recognize, categorize, and register online games. The government will prescribe the composition and terms and conditions for appointments to the authority. It may also designate any existing authorities with these powers. The bill empowers authorized officers to enter and search any place without a warrant. Places include buildings, vehicles, electronic records, and virtual digital spaces such as emails and social media. They may also arrest a suspect found during the search without a warrant. Provisions of the Bharati Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 will apply in relation to entry, search, and arrest. After the passage of the bill, the deputy chairman adjourned the house for 10 minutes amid noisy scenes by the opposition. When the house resumed at 2:38 p.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh made his valedictory remarks. He lamented that the session was marked by repeated disruption. He said that overall, the House functioned for 41 hours, 15 minutes. He said that the productivity of the House was 38%, which calls for serious introspection. During the session, 14 government bills were passed or returned. He said that during the session, a discussion on Operation Sindoor was held. He said that the House was informed of the vacancy for the post of Vice President. It also bid farewell to 6 retiring members from Tamil Nadu who retired on July 24, 2025. He extended greetings to the people of the country for upcoming festivals. And now, a review of proceedings in the Lok Sabha. Writer is Aseem Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die today, drawing curtains on the month-long monsoon session with Speaker Om Birla lamenting about planned disruptions by the opposition on a daily basis. After an early adjournment at 11 a.m., the House met again at 12 noon, in which Birla lamented that in the entire session, efforts were made to disrupt the proceedings repeatedly. He said it was time for introspection for all, as not much discussion could take place during the month-long session. The session commenced on July 21st, in which the entire opposition disrupted proceedings daily, seeking a discussion on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Mr. Birla noted that in the session, 419 starred questions were included in the agenda, but due to continuous planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken up for oral answer. He said it had been decided at the beginning of the session that there would be discussions for 120 hours in this session. The speaker said the Business Advisory Committee also agreed to this, but due to continuous deadlock and planned disruptions, the House could barely work for 37 hours in this session. The speaker said the entire country watches the conduct and functioning of members of Parliament. He said the public has great expectations from the MPs that they will have serious and meaningful discussions on their problems and issues of wider public interest on important bills in accordance with the decorum of Parliament. In this session, 14 government bills, including the ones for the removal of Prime Minister, Chief Ministers, ministers arrested on serious charges for 30 days, were introduced and 12 bills were passed. One of the key bills passed was to ban online money gaming. Tempers flared, copies of bills were torn and flung, and members of the ruling and opposition alliances came face to face when Home Minister Amit Shah moved to introduce the bills. On July the 28th and 29th, a special discussion was held on Operation Sindoor, which concluded with the reply of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. On August 18th, a special discussion began on the achievements of India's space program, but it remained inconclusive. Mr. Birla lamented that sloganeering, displaying placards and planned deadlock in the Lok Sabha or Parliament premises hurts parliamentary decorum. He said that the kind of language and conduct seen in this session is not in accordance with the dignity of the Parliament. The speaker said it is the responsibility of all of us to cooperate in building healthy traditions in the House. He said that in this dignified House, MPs should avoid sloganeering and disruption and take forward serious and meaningful discussions. After valedictory address, he adjourned the House sine die. Parliament's monsoon session saw frequent disruptions that overshadowed legislative business, with the House losing over 84 hours to forced adjournments, the highest in the 18th Lok Sabha. According to the Lok Sabha Secretariat, the month-long session that started on July 21st had 21 sittings with 37 hours and 7 minutes of effective business. The session also recorded 537 matters raised under Rule 377, including matters of urgent public importance. However, none of the 61 notices received for discussions on matters of public interest were admitted. Parliamentary oversight remained active, with committees presenting a total of 124 reports, including 89 by department-related standing committees and 18 by financial committees. Ministers made 53 statements on various issues during the session. The bills passed by the Lok Sabha are the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill, the Merchant Shipping Bill, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill, the Manipur Appropriation Bill, the National Sports Governance Bill, and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill. Other bills passed by the Lok Sabha are the Income Tax Bill, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, the Indian Ports Bill, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill, the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill, and the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill. Meanwhile, the government informed the Lok Sabha that it has raised 1,42,000 crore rupees through different modes of asset monetization up to fiscal year 2025. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said, the projected financial contribution of asset monetization for the current fiscal year is 30,000 crore rupees. The government monetizes highway assets through three modes, that is Toll Operate and Transfer, TOT, Infrastructure Investment Trust, that is INVIT, and Securitization, which is project-based financing through SPV. Responding to another question, Gadkari said, since inception of the Cashless Treatment of Road Accident Victims Scheme 2025 pilot program in six states and union territories with effect from March 2024, as many as 4,971 road accident victims have been treated till 31st of July 2025. Cashless Treatment of Road Accident Victims Scheme has been notified on a pan-India basis. Under this scheme, any person who is a victim of road accident caused by the use of a motor vehicle shall be entitled to treatment cover up to 1.5 lakh rupees per victim, subject to a maximum cap of 7 days from the date of accident at any designated hospital across the country. The government also informed the Lok Sabha that India reduced its carbon intensity by 7% in the 9-year period up to fiscal year 2024, with increasing share of renewable energy in the grid and adoption of efficient energy technologies. In written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State MoS for Power, Sripad Naik, said that the government is aware that coal-based power currently contributes the largest share in the country's electricity generation mix. He said, India remains firmly committed to combating climate change while ensuring energy security, affordability, and accessibility as critical inalienable priorities to ensure growth and development alongside the economy's transition towards achieving net zero emissions by 2070. After the national song Vande Mataram was played in the Lok Sabha, the meeting of the House was adjourned sine die. During this time, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and many union ministers, including Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, and Kiran Rijiju were present in the House. And that's all in Parliament Review.